Psalm 67, Preface. The highest, noblest, and most precious of all trinkets and treasures is the grace and blessing of our God. More to be desired are they than all the world's treasures and pleasures. What could the world, with all its wisdom and riches, help us in the day of God's vengeance? And what harm can the world, together with all the angels of darkness, do to us, if God is gracious unto us, and his fatherly blessing is resting upon us? If God be for us, who can be against us? Though we were cast into the deepest dungeon, or our bodies were burnt to ashes, yet living or dying, we are the Lord's. For his grace and blessing, let us daily return fervent thanks unto God, imploring him so to govern our hearts, that we receive not his grace in vain. Day by day, grasping his grace more firmly, let us look for and haste unto the coming of the great day of our Lord Jesus Christ, when faith will end and sight begin, and we will be filled with unspeakable joy seeing him as he is. In the meantime, while we are yet sojourning in this nether world, may the Father of all mercy cause his face continually to shine upon us, that, saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, we may serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him. On his saving grace, let us hear the 67th Psalm. Prayer for Divine Grace and Blessing on the Church. To the Chief Musician on Neginoth, a Psalm or Song. God, be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah. That thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Summary. Here we again have a prophecy of Christ and his kingdom spreading among all nations, even unto the ends of the earth. The psalmist pictures Christ as so governing the nations that they rejoice before him and sing praise. For this king deals with his subjects through the gospel and not through the law. He is not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world, through him, might be saved. This king brings to his people the forgiveness of their sins, and assuring them of the Father's grace, he enlarges their hearts to walk before him in righteousness and joy. This is the new and true worship of the new and true covenant in the Son. For he does not say, the Gentiles would come to Jerusalem and be circumcised. He speaks of them as remaining Gentiles, and yet praising God and serving him with joyous hearts. Prayer. Praise and thanks be unto our God for calling us of the Gentiles into the kingdom of his dear Son, and making us partakers of his grace and salvation. May he grant us grace to walk worthy of the gospel, whereby we are called, and to serve him in joy and gladness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.